more members of Pioneer Women of Alaska from reading from their record book. Lillian Lois Black was born in Tacoma, Washington, and came to Skagway in 1899. She writes one sentence. In 1903, I went to Dawson and have lived in the Northland ever since. Probably some marvelous stories tied up in that life. Died in 1965. And she writes one sentence. Too bad. When she dies, there's a short article that appeared in Fairbanks paper, News Miner, on February 23rd, 1965. She had died a few days previous to that date. First part of February, or last part of February, 65. This is Lillian Black, widow of the late George Black, Pioneer River freighter, died at noon today in Seattle, according to word received by Mrs. Dennis Coyle. Mrs. Black is survived by her daughter, Mrs. Arthur Peterson of Seattle and Fairbanks. Funeral services for Mrs. Black have not yet been announced. The address of the Petersons in Seattle is 9041 22nd Northwest Seattle. Mrs. Black, the former Lillian Lawmeister, came to Juneau and Dawson in 1900. She returned to the States and then came back to Alaska, where she was married in Skagway in 1915. Mrs. Black's husband freighted on the Yukon, Tanana, Koyukuk, and other interior Alaska rivers for many years. His company was taken over by his son-in-law upon his death. Mrs. Kate Berglund, she spelled her first name K-A-H-T-E, Berglund, B-U-R-G-L-I-N. She was born in Germany, arrived in Alaska in 1902. During 1902, we went up the 40-mile river to Jack Wade Creek. We traveled with two small children, 5 days in a poling boat, which brought us to Steel Creek, 13 miles from our destination. At Steel Creek, we took horses and continued on horseback to Jack Wade Creek. The weather late in June was ideal, and so were the mosquitoes. We lived on Jack Wade Creek for 3 years, went outside on a pleasure trip, returned to Fairbanks the following summer, and have lived here ever since. Here's another very brief lady in the Pioneer Files, Pioneer Women of Alaska Files. Mary Klein Bunnell, B-U-N-N-E-L-L, born in Winfield, Pennsylvania, and arrived in Alaska in 1901. The first 2 years, 1901 to 1903, were spent in Kodiak and Kenai. From 1903 to 1915, Valdez was home. From 1915 to present time, Fairbanks has satisfied the spirit of this pioneer. That's all she wrote. This, doubtlessly, was the wife of Charles Bunnell, who was a teacher in Valdez about that time, 1903 to 1915, and who later came to Fairbanks as a judge and then later as first president of the University of Alaska. Doubtlessly, that was his wife, but it doesn't say anything about a husband there. Another member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska is Mary Miller Berglund, now Mary Foran of Seattle. She was born in Anaconda, Montana, October 13, 1904. She arrived in Alaska September 27, 1906 at Fairbanks. Arrived at Dawson, Yukon Territory September 13, 1906 with my mother and sister. Attended Garden Island School until the 8th grade, at which time I transferred to the Fairbanks Public School, graduating from the Fairbanks High School in June of 1922. In the fall of 1922, I went to Missoula, Montana, where I entered the University of Montana which institution I attended until January 1923, when I transferred to Oregon State College at Corvallis, Oregon. I was employed as stenographer and clerk by Alaska Railroad and the United States Attorney's Office from June of 1924 to April of 1926. Was married in 1926 to C.E. Berglund, and have now two boys and one daughter, Clifford, Robert, and Ruth. My mother and father are Mr. and Mrs. Frank Miller of Fairbanks. I have three sisters and four brothers, Albina Miller of Chicago, Josephine Miller, Witcher of Washington, D.C., Emma Miller of Fairbanks, Max, Robert, and William of Fairbanks, and H.L. Miller of the U.S. Navy. Here's another Klondiker, Florence Brown. She was born in Whiteside County, Illinois, and went to Dawson in 1899. The only entry in the book is her death notice appeared in Fairbanks' paper, December 26, 1949. It reads, Seattle, December 26th. Mrs. Florence D. Brown, 80, a longtime Alaska resident who first went north in the Gold Rush days of 98, died Wednesday at her home in Zenith. Mrs. Brown lived in Fairbanks until 1943, when she moved to Zenith. She was a member of a number of organizations in Fairbanks, including the Golden North Rebecca Lodge, of which she was past Grand Noble, the Midnight Sun Chapter of the Order of Eastern Star, and the Pioneer Women of Alaska. She was also a member of the Fairbanks Episcopal Church. Surviving are a sister, Mrs. Helen Dietrichs of Zenith, a niece, Mrs. Leota Walker of Bellevue, and a nephew, T.A. Dietrichs of Zenith. Funeral services will be held Saturday. Ida Bartlett, mother of E.L. Bob Bartlett, was born January 4th, 1863. She died in September of 1948. There's very little in the historical records here of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, but I'll read the two articles that appeared when she died, which are the only things that are entered here. Mother of E.L. Bartlett dies at 85, reads the headline. The story is as follows. Mrs. Ida Bartlett, 85-year-old mother of Delegate E.L. Bartlett and a pioneer resident of Fairbanks for many years, died yesterday at the home of a sister in Nelson, Wisconsin, after an extended illness, according to word received in Fairbanks today. Mrs. Bartlett came to Fairbanks before 1906 and was a member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska. Her husband, the late Edward Bartlett, was interested in mining claims at Circle. After her husband's death about 12 years ago, Mrs. Bartlett supervised the mining properties for a time before going to live with her son, then Secretary of Alaska, in Juneau. It was on her 80th birthday, January 4, 1943, that Mrs. Bartlett first revealed her age. Of late years, Mrs. Bartlett has lived with a sister in Wenatchee, Washington, and her son in Washington, D.C., as well as with a sister in Wisconsin. In addition to her son and two sisters, she is survived by a brother, also living in Wisconsin, and two grandchildren, Doris Ann and Susie Bartlett. Another short article reads, Mrs. Ida Bartlett, mother of Delegate, dies in Michigan. This was apparently one from the Jessens Weekly and one from the News Miner. At any rate, this one reads as follows. Mrs. Ida Bartlett, Fairbanks pioneer and mother of Delegate E.L. Bob Bartlett, died Tuesday at the home of relatives in Wisconsin with whom she was staying, according to a telegram received by Mrs. Mary Berglund from the Delegate. The body will be sent to Seattle for burial. Mrs. Bartlett was a prominent member of the Pioneer Women. She came north on the same boat with Mrs. Andrew Nerland. After a stay in Dawson, she and her husband Ed Bartlett came to Fairbanks in 1904 or 1905. They made their home here for many years while Bartlett carried on mining operations. After his death, Mrs. Bartlett continued operations on the Bartlett mining ground on Independence Creek in the Circle District for a number of years. Illness finally forced her retirement, and she went to Michigan, where she had sisters and brothers. Another member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska who gives no history, no remarks, but just name and birth date is Margaret A. Bell. Was born December 23, 1879, in Paris, France, and she arrived in Dawson in 1898. And that's it on Margaret A. Bell. On October 26, 1961, Paul Ipleen wrote a story about Mrs. Minnie Brewis for the News Miner, and I think it might be interesting to record this. It's a feature story on the former Queen Regent. Mrs. Brewis is still living, which this is 1974. She's still living and a guest at the Fairbanks Pioneer Home. This, as I said, was written in October of 1961. Pioneer Fairbanks and Minnie Brewis was the daughter of a cattle rancher and was born in Nelson, Nebraska. My father, William Wechter, decided to move west in 1888, and our family settled in Port Angeles, Washington, said Mrs. Brewis. After a short stay in Port Angeles, we moved to Seattle, where my father bought a butcher shop and on the side bought cattle for Fry Packing Company. Cattle buying seemed to be the most lucrative, and my father bought cattle and shipped them to Chicago. In the fall of 1897, my father decided to come to Alaska, not to mine gold, but to bring cattle. My mother objected to the move, but he came anyway, taking with him five of my brothers and two sisters. My mother, one brother, and I stayed in Spokane. He took 100 head of cattle to Skagway. My father attempted to drive the cattle to Skagway via the Dalton Trail, but it was snowed in, so he took them back to Skagway. The family came back home, and Dad stayed and fed the cattle all winter. The next spring he drove them to Whitehorse via the Chilkoot Pass, built a scow, and shipped them to Dawson. So that was in 1898 when he drove them over the pass, built a scow, and took them to Dawson. Mrs. Brewis continues, I came to Alaska with my brother Charles and two sisters, Irene and Augusta, in 1898. Augusta, who was later to be Mrs. Grant Courtney, bought a hotel at Lake Bennett, and we went on to Dawson. Charles had bought a carload of potatoes, onions, and other vegetables and shipped them to Dawson. The miners were stricken with scurvy and suffering from malnutrition. They paid Charles 25 cents apiece for the potatoes. He sold the entire load in 2 days. Father owned a butcher shop in Dawson in 1898 and continued shipping cattle, hogs, and sheep. One boatload swamped going through Five Finger Rapids, and all but a few were drowned. In 1903, Father decided to follow the strike to Fairbanks and drove a herd of cattle over the Valdez Trail. He opened a butcher shop here the same year, located where the USO is now. While in Dawson, I married Marcus Tyler. He was freighting for the miners. We had two sons, Raul, who now lives in Fairbanks, and Vern, who lives with his family in Port Angeles, Washington. We came to Fairbanks in 1904. My sister, Irene, E-R-A-N-I-E, later Mrs. Matt Carlson, came with us and opened the Palace Hotel near 4th and Cushman. During the summer of 1905, I had an experience I'll never forget. The Blue Parka Bandit had been robbing miners of their cleanups, which they were bringing from Clary to Fairbanks. It got so bad the miners decided to drive in groups to have more protection. We were living in Clary that summer, and I had occasion to come to Fairbanks bringing Raul, the baby, with me. A man named Idaho Jack was driving our wagon. The main wagon train left ahead of us, and we were about an hour behind them. Near Clary Summit, the Blue Parka man jumped from behind a log at the side of the road and startled the daylights out of us. We just kept on going, and he didn't bother us. He apparently didn't think we carried anything worth robbing. We were lucky because when we got to Fairbanks, Idaho Jack reached under the bale of hay in the wagon and pulled out a poke of gold, dust worth $50,000. To my knowledge, the blue parka man has never been captured. My husband passed away in Fairbanks, and in 1910 I moved to the Iditarod with the two children. We returned to Fairbanks in 1920. I married Jonas Bruis, a miner, in 1911 in Flat. We raised three children during the 10 years we were in the Kuskokwim. Gladys lives here and is married to Harry Sams, a garage owner. Barbara is the wife of C.L. Lindbergh, owner of Lindy's Grocery, and Henry lives at Big Delta, where he owns and operates a trailer court. Mrs. Bruis was Queen Regent of the Winter Carnival in 1948 and is a past president of both the Pioneer Women's Auxiliary and Pioneer Women of Alaska. She lives with the Lindberghs at 513 9th Avenue. Again, the preceding was a story that was written by Ip Lean in the News Miner in October of 61. And as of now, which is 1974, Mrs. Bruis is a guest at the Fairbanks Pioneer Home. Blanche Cascaden, born in Colorado and arrived in Alaska in 1900. That's a very, very well-known name in pioneer circles in Alaska, interior Alaska. Not much in her history, though, in the official files here. One little story that's in February of 47 tells about Mrs. Cascaden being named Queen Regent. I'll read that. Blanche Cascaden, president of the Pioneer Women, will represent that organization as Queen Regent for the 1947 Winter Carnival as a result of an election held at the meeting Saturday evening. Mrs. Cascaden, one of the few whose residence in the territory dates back to 1900, proved her pioneering spirit by driving the first car over the Livengood Road when it was a mere trail. She also has done her own mining and mushed her own dogs. The Pioneer Women will also enter a float in the carnival parade and will assist with the program by serving tea at the Nordale Lobby during the carnival. They will be joined in this by a committee of Pioneer Men. The women on the committee are Mrs. Cascaden, Ebba Mabin, Maria Morgan, and Clara Rust. At the same meeting, the lodge voted to provide cookies for the PTA Fun Fest this weekend. Later in February, News Miner carried a story about the King and Queen Regent. I'll just read the story as they wrote it. Under a picture of Mrs. Blanche Cascaden and Henry Appel, this is the following cut line under the picture, both of them dressed in parkas. Pioneers Henry Appel and Blanche Cascaden, chosen King and Queen Regents of 1947, Fairbanks Winter Carnival. This article appeared in the February 26, 1947 edition of the News Miner. This year marks the 80th anniversary of the purchase of Alaska, and no occasion would be more fitting to honor the pioneer men and women of the territory than to dedicate the Fairbanks Winter Carnival of 1947 to these intrepid souls who laid the foundation for the civilization now fast growing in the New North, or in the North Country. The King and Queen Regent for 1947 are pioneers King Henry Appel came to Alaska in 1894. He came by way of the Mackenzie River, the Rat River Portage, down the Porcupine, and up the Yukon to the 40-mile country. King Henry has the unusual distinction of having been a judge and elected judge long before formal law was bestowed to Alaska. Henry Appel was judge of the People's Court at Circle in the mid-90s, having been elected by the citizens of that early-day mining camp. The interior of Alaska is King Henry's stamping grounds. He mushed dogs from Circle to Nome. He stampeded to Faith Creek, Dawson, the Iditarod, and for more than 30 years called Circle City his home. King Henry was born just at the close of the Civil War in what is today a part of St. Louis, Missouri. As a youngster, he trekked to Mexico, came down with malaria, and the doctor said, "You'd better go to a cold country and freeze the germs out of your blood." Henry came to Alaska by way of the back door. There were not over 200 whites in the interior when Henry arrived. King Henry is a member of Pioneer Igloo No. 4 and was a unanimous choice of the membership who elected him as King Regent for the 1947 Carnival. Queen Blanche Cascaden, president of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, honors the carnival with her presence. She came to Dawson with her family in 1900. She was known as one of the most beautiful young ladies in the Klondike, and at a formal ball given by the elite of the Gold City, lovely Blanche Cascaden, dressed in a gown of brilliant red, won the first prize in the then-popular dance known as the Cakewalk. In 1904, she married and went to Eagle, 2 years after leaving by Double Ender over the Circle Trail for Fairbanks. She has been active in sports, and in 1915 she won the horse races at the 4th of July celebration held at the old baseball park, now Weeks Field. Queen Blanche has great faith in the North Country. She crusaded for years for the road to Live and Good, and now she drives over the road she mushed 48 times with the dog team. People are getting awfully soft these days, Queen Blanche told us. In the old days, we thought nothing of hitching up the dogs and mushing from Live and Good to Fairbanks. Now people complain that the road is bumpy in spots. And when you talk mining to Queen Blanche, you know at once you're talking with an authority. Not half the gold in Alaska has been found, she tells you with a shrug of the shoulder. And don't let anyone tell you differently. This Alaska is going to be a great country. It takes people, adventurous people, and I hope they come. Two more loyal, genuine Alaska pioneers could not have been chosen as King and Queen Regent of 1974 Carnival than Henry Appel and Mrs. Blanche Cascaden. Little aside, the a little note here saying that the election of Blanche Cascaden as King Regent, Queen Regent for 1947 adds her name to the following list of pioneer women who have received the honor for previous celebrations. Catherine Van Curler, now deceased, 1934. Minnie Creamer, now deceased, 1935. Mary Miller, 1937. Delia Dunham, 1938. Alice Handley, 1939. Jesse Biermark, now deceased, in 1940. Stacia Rickert, now deceased, 1941. Genevieve Parker, 1946. You'll notice the gap there of about 5 years. During World War II years, there were no winter carnivals, hence no Pioneer King and Queen Regent.